This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 20th. God's word to you today is Fear Not. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 1, verses 29 to 30 from the Message translation, and it says, "She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, 'Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you.'" When we look at the joy, the celebration, and all the blessings at Christmas, we sometimes forget the reality of even what the people at the first Christmas expected. The fact is that there was fear during Christmas, and over 2,000 years ago after, in our little corners, we have the fear that we wrestle with. Yes, we are celebrating, but the fear exists. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will take away those fears. We are going to continue to look at the lives of the people at the very first Christmas and see how God took away their fears. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in Christ. Jesus came and took away the fears of all the years. God is going to turn your fearful Christmas into a cheerful Christmas in the mighty name of Jesus. When we look at the lives of the key characters in the Christmas story, we see the presence of fear. Mary had her fears. Mary had the fear of inadequacy. She felt inadequate. How can I? Am I enough? Am I up to the task? Am I man enough? This is a fear we all wrestle with. You pray for admission into the university and you get it. Then comes the fear of, am I good enough to pass? You wrestle with it and pass. Then the fear of, am I man enough to get a job? You get a job. Am I going to get married? You get married. Am I going to have children? You have children. Are these children going to kill me? They do not kill you. They grow up and become great. Am I going to be lonely when I leave my house? And the list of fears is endless. Mary felt it. Imagine the angel said to her, "Mary, you are going to be pregnant and carry God." Think about it. She would have felt so inadequate. Even relaying the happenings to her mother, "Mom, I'm pregnant." Her mother asks, "Who is responsible? Tell me so that your father can bring out his cutlass." And Mary says, "It is God." Put yourself in Mary's mother's shoes. What would you say? I guess it would go something like, "If I count to five and you do not tell me who the man is, the Holy Spirit will have to deliver you today." This is the reality of our time. Luke 1 verses 29 to 34 says, "Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. 'Don't be afraid, Mary,' the angel told her, 'for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, and will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end.'" Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen?" You may feel inadequate, but God is saying to you even now, "Do not be afraid, my child, for the Lord has decided to favor you." It could be something that you're used to, for instance. You are competent and you know you are competent. But when the chips are down, you feel the pressure of inadequacy. Can I do this? Am I able to pull this through? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight."
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.